This is Passport to Texas.
Amphibians are a remarkably unique life form.
Texas State University biologist Dr. Mike Forstner says in case you ever wondered how amphibians romance one another, he can help.
Amphibian, or amphibios, is a two-stage life. Those dual lives reflect water and land. When we think about the mating process or management of the toad, we have to take into account both the water and the land. All frogs and toads call. They make a unique advertisement call.
You have probably heard male leopard frogs and bullfrogs, for example, advertise their interest in meeting members of the opposite sex without even realizing it. And if you were to find yourself in central Texas traveling through Bastrop,
further into the forest in Bastrop, we begin to hear a high-pitched trill that lasts a long time, up to 15 seconds, for the Houston toad.
Those calls allow the females to recognize the correct male for their species, and since the fire, we're beginning to hear a few more of those calls.
And the females will hop toward the male call that they think is the most attractive. So there's female choice. Not very different from what happens in the human world.
That's our show for today, with funding provided by Chevrolet, supporting outdoor recreation in Texas because there's life to be done. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.